sunflowers, cucumbers, melons, peas, a threshing floor, and even a forge. A very fine man, Ivan Ivanovich. He is very fond of melons. They are his favourite food. As soon as he has dined and come out on his balcony, in his shirt sleeves, he orders Gapka to bring two melons, and immediately cuts them himself, collects the seeds in a paper, and begins to eat. Then he orders Gapka to fetch the ink bottle, and, with his own hand, writes this inscription on the paper of seeds. Those melons were eaten on such and such a date. If there was a guest present, then it reads, such and such a person assisted. The late judge of Mirgorod always gazed at Ivan Ivanovich's house with pleasure. The little house is very pretty. It pleases me because sheds and other little additions are built onto it on all sides, so that, looking at it from a distance, only roofs are visible, rising one above another, and greatly resembling a plate full of pancakes, or, better still, fungi growing on the trunk of a tree. Moreover, the roof is all overgrown with weeds. A willow, an oak, and two apple trees lean their spreading branches against it.